You're listening to Rhema for Today.
But I'm going to tell you what. If there had never been a storm in John Wesley's life, there had never been an Aldersgate. That's where he came out and made a pronouncement for the Lord God against the Church of England. Friend, without a crisis in some of your lives, there would have never been salvation. We don't have to live in the crisis. But we got a God that will take the crisis and turn it around.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth Hagin continues his teaching, Living Triumphantly Over All Odds, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagin for today's message.
No, you don't have to be satisfied with your plot in life. God said, if you'll only believe, I'll change your situation. How many times in this Bible did he change it? How many times did he change it? Time after time. And God is able to deliver. Think about that old prophet. Up on the mountain. Prophets of Baal up there built them altars. Come on now, boys. Cry a little louder. You God must have gone home. Be asleep. Gone on vacation. Done something. They supposed to have just a certain amount of time. He said, that's all right. Maybe he's asleep. Y'all take a little extra time. There he was. Sitting back there. Egging them on. And they cried. And they prayed. And they cut themselves with knives, it said. And absolutely nothing happened. Absolutely nothing. The old prophet said, well, let's straighten up the altar a little bit. He fixed it up a little bit. He said, get me a shovel. He dug a trench around the altar. I want you to realize it was only him. He's the only one up there that believed in the Lord God Jehovah. Everybody else up there were prophets of Baal and were following the prophets of Baal. Read it. He dug the trench. He put the sacrifice on the altar. He said, bring me some water. He poured one barrel on. He looked around a little bit. That ain't enough. Bring me another. Finally put 12 on there. Now the wood is thoroughly soaked. The sacrifice is thoroughly soaked. The altar is thoroughly soaked with water. And it's standing in the trench all the way around it. It's wet. Fire don't burn where the wood is wet. That old prophet, he walked up there. He stood before that altar. He said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, kawoom! It consumed the altar. It consumed the water in the trench. And God is able to set us free. Oh, I think about John Wesley on that ship. The storm came. And the Moravians, he thought he knew God. And the Moravians on that ship, you can read it, told him about Jesus. But I'm going to tell you what. If there had never been a storm in John Wesley's life, there had never been an Aldersgate. That's where he came out and made a pronouncement for the Lord God against the Church of England. Friend, without a crisis in some of your lives, there would have never been salvation. We don't have to live in the crisis. But we got a God that will take the crisis and turn it around. Acts 10:38 said how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and fire, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed by the devil. The devil is the oppressor. Jesus is the deliverer. Sickness and disease comes from the enemy. Life and health and happiness comes from God. Hallelujah. God is able to change our request into realities. What do you want to request from him? Request it of him. Hebrews said, come boldly before the throne of grace. Make your petitions known. And lose not your confidence. Don't turn your confidence loose. See, that's what those three Hebrew children said. They brought their request to God, but they didn't turn loose their confidence in God, and they walked out free. Friend, I want you to understand that your requests will become realities. God's ability to take our prayers and materialize them into whatever it is we need stands as a light which has illuminated the annals of Christian history. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead, according to Romans 8, will quicken our mortal bodies. That same power, that same God, is still the same God that's quickening people today. And if you'll let that power flow through your mortal body, it'll quicken it. It'll turn the disease into life. Hallelujah. Our God is able. The great George Mueller said in his prayer journal, it was said that he read the Bible through 200 times, and 100 of those times he was on his knees before God. Some of us can't even read it through in a year. Man, you find out how long he lived, you'll find out that he just didn't read it through once a year. 200 times he read it through. Woo! I tell you what, you get so saturated with this word, you can do exploits for God. Why do you think some of those old timers that we read about in the pages of church history made such an impact upon mankind and upon the world? It was because they were full of the Word of God and the power of God. But this is the modern day. It makes no difference. The same power is available today. That same God is still able. Oh God, let us understand that it is time that all of us realized that as we began to zero in on this last hour. And friend, I believe we're living in the last days. If you read the Bible, you can see it. We can see it in our own nation today. Oh God, I pray that we would pray for our nation. Our nation needs prayer. The Bible says that when the people got on their face before God and began to seek God, that he came and healed their land. You ever read that in there? The children of Israel. It's talking about the children of Israel. It said when they got on their face before God and began to pray, he came and healed their land. And Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, everything that happened to the children of Israel happened as examples for us. If that's an example for us, then let's do it. God is still able. There's no use to be afraid in these situations. God is able to deliver you. If you find yourself right in the middle of it, God will still take care of you. If you'll believe him and not be afraid. You see, you got to learn how to know that God is able in the very midst of the storm. Several years ago, I went to Kenya and I preached in Kenya. I preached about believing God. I preached about that you could believe God and have whatever that you said according to the Word of God if God said you could have it. See, ain't no use trying to say something and get something that the Word of God didn't say you can have. That's a false confession. It won't come true. You can only confess what God said is yours. If God said you can have it, then you can confess and have it. If He didn't say you can have it, then you're going to have to work with Him on it and pray and ask Him about it. But if He already told you right here that you can have it, then some people say you're manipulating. No, you're not manipulating God. You're just telling God that you want what belongs to you. And many of you have done the same thing with your parents. Your parents said, son, such and such is yours. Daughter, such and such is yours. And all you do is go in and ask for what's yours, what belongs to you. You understand that? Our God is able. I went back. Was it 3 years later I went back or 2 years later? I forget exactly. And one of the brothers took me out and he showed me his house. It had a grass roof on it before. But now it had a tin roof. Now he was considered rich and prosperous because he had a tin roof on his house. He said, let me tell you how I got the tin roof on my house. He said, we had a famine. He said, my little plot that grows sugar cane, I went out there and walked around it and I claimed that it would grow the cane. And he said, it was no rain anywhere else around, but on that plot it rained. On that plot of ground it rained. He had the only sugar cane crop that there was. If you're a farmer and you got the only crop that there is, guess what? It's worth a bunch. He sold his crop and he had plenty of money. He set a pavement ties to my church. I put a roof on my house, all kinds of things. He got him a motorbike. That's equivalent over there then. To have a motorbike, a motorcycle, was equivalent. That'd be equivalent to getting a Cadillac. If they got a car, any kind of car, that'd be equivalent to having a Rolls Royce.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's 4-CD set titled Releasing God's Power Through Prayer. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's 3-CD set entitled Thanksgiving, A Continuous Flow. We're also offering Kenneth E. Hagin's book entitled Foundations for Faith. These three items are for the special price of only $40. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126. Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Don't forget the two-day cyber sale, December the 2nd and 3rd, starts on Monday at 12:01 a.m., ends on Tuesday at 11:59, that's Central Standard Time, 50% off of everything in the Faith Library publications. That is online only. Go to rhema.org for details.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth Hagin with his teaching, Living Triumphantly Over All Odds. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.